right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Sandy, man, you were on vacation for a little while. Miss having you around, miss having you on the line. And man, when you come back, we realize just how much information that our audience gets to share from you. So it's always great to have you back, man. When you come back, it's almost like Christmas morning with a brand new toy.
I could, like William Farrell in The Elf.
William Farrell in The Elf. I like that.
So Sandy, when we were on break, you were talking about a values breakdown.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you keep saying, and it's absolutely right, that the problem in America is not embedded in Democrats or Republicans. I think it's embedded in our values, in the American value system. The debate we're having from both sides lacks any real focus on the important values that would drive us in the direction of empathetic policies, which would be to the benefit of the establishment and the non-establishment, the makers and the takers. The problem is that the values of self deprivation in the name of community interest have evaporated. One of the big reasons to get vaccinated is to save your neighbor, not to save yourself. But that isn't the way anyone is addressing this problem. One of the big reasons to pay taxes is because the country you live in has afforded you such opportunities that one of your patriotic actions is to write a check and pay your taxes because you're so happy about it. But that isn't the way people view things. People have become terribly materialistic. It's like the Calvin religion, the Calvinist thrust of Protestantism that was in the early 1800s has taken a firm grip on us. And everyone's goodness is measured by what they have and what their success has been. And it's doing terrible things to us.
Sandy, when you talk about that, it brings me back when you talk about the makers. Here in this city, 140, 150 years ago, the makers, the barons of industry, they were the makers, but they shared something bigger than the fact that they were making. They took it upon themselves to say, a community, we have a responsibility to our employees and their families. And we're going to, and to the city itself, we are going to share. The Allen Bradleys, the Alex Chalmers, the A.O. Smiths, all of those the chairmen of those corporations, Fred Stratton and all those people, the money wasn't just, we got to get all we can get. Go ahead.
Well, it's true. And I would say that a big change in our society happened in the early 1970s, late 1960s, when recessions led to layoffs. Recessions did not lead in the 50s and 60s. The mild recessions we had did not create a loss of jobs. It created a loss of profit. And most of the damage from recessions was not experienced by the workers. Some workers, there were some cutbacks in wages, but there weren't massive layoffs. But beginning in the 70s, industry began to defend itself in the business cycle by dealing with labor inputs, human capital, they called it. Instead of calling it workers, they called it the labor inputs and the human capital. And they dealt with it by cutting them out of the process, by laying them off in massive numbers. And so it was at that point that the business lost its connection to the workers as people. And it's at that point when workers lost their connection to the place they were employed as a welcoming institution that they were committed to. And both institutions lost their commitment to their people and the people lost their commitments to the institutions beginning in about 1970, to the point now where we have almost none of that.
So that middle class that you talk about, the many of us idealistic, that's gone. That's never coming back. There can never be a come to Jesus moment in this society if there's never going to be another middle class.
Well, I wouldn't say there's never going to be another middle class, because you can go march around the world and find countries that are very successfully building middle classes.
But are we willing to do it?
I keep going to Europe. Keep going to Europe and pointing it out. Well, we better do it, because if we're the country that is going to lead the world in technological change, we're also going to lead the world in technological job disruption. Every big technological change destroys a bunch of jobs. And unless you want to create chaos in society by not retraining those people and getting them reemployed, then technological leadership is going to lead to social disruption left and right. And it's not a tenable strategy. But if you have a strategy more along the lines of Germany, where you're going to take people who become unemployed because of technological change or recession, and you retrain them, then you can build a vibrant middle class. Germany's got a very effective and large middle class.
But we are
a modern society.
I may be wrong, Sandy, but I don't think our leaders want to lean to anything outside of our nation, because we're the mighty United States of America, and we're the best at everything.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think Michael Moore, as an unusual character as he is, usually hits the nail pretty much on the head. And he has demonstrated in a bunch of his movies how fatuous, and by fatuous, I mean how kind of ignorantly we put ourselves in high esteem, how fatuous we have been about how we claim that we have the best of this and the best of that. We have the most sophisticated medical system in the world. Yes, we don't have the best healthcare system in the world by a mile in terms of the accessibility and the amount of healthcare delivered to people. So we have the best education system in the world, not by a mile, not if you believe outcomes and results. There's a number of countries with far better secondary and primary education systems.
Hey, Sandy, I wish we had more time. We got to leave it there. Thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Evan. Thank everybody who made the show go. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friends. Bye, guys.
Yeah.